says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country, country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, and that's where we are right now, folks. And that's
I can plow a field all day long.
That is the theme of this show, the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, here on July 19th, 2023. I'm James Kelso. We'll be together for 1 hour, as we are Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in. Did I give that price? The price is right. It's 512-248-8252. You can call in. Now, as we adjourned last night, I just ran the clock out. I was about to read the quote of the night, the gem of the evening, and I ran out of time. I promised to give it to you at the commencement of today's show, and here it is. It's coming right up. Let me set the scene. We were reading. Donald Trump was posting away furiously yesterday. He has been posting away furiously today. And among the storm of words put up by the president yesterday were these. He was posting several times, reposting a poster on truthsocial.com named Cat Turd. That's just the name the guy chose for himself, Cat Turd. And so he one of the posts of Cat Turd, the president reposted twice in a row. His way of saying, and I mean it. So I'm going to read it now. There's a bit of, what would you call it? Fresh language. The screwballs at the FCC might not like this language. But, you know, is there anything they like that we do on the right? That's right, there isn't. So it's kind of a bit vulgar, a bit profane. But I'm going to read it to you. Why? The bona fides for putting this out there is the president of the United States, past and present. Donald Trump is the president. President of the United States, your president right now. You elected him. He walloped Joe Biden. By the way, I got my Trump 1 flag in the mail from Wisconsin. That's out over waving on my front porch now, and it's driving the liberals batty. They can't stand of all the flags I've put up. Trump 1 seems to get them the most livid and out of their minds. Trump won. Just think of the implications of that. It's true. Trump won. And the implications of that particular truth are just a cascade of, I mean, every single piece of legislation signed by Joe Biden is null and void. Every appointment, null and void. Every executive decision, null and void. And then jail time for the people who perpetrated the fraud of stealing the election. Jail time for thousands of people. It took thousands to rig the election. It wasn't done by any small group of people. It was a network of thousands with hundreds of millions at their command. So some of the people who need to go to Sing Sing in the striped suit are billionaires. people who finance this thing. Oh boy, got my lips right off the microphone. Here's Cat Turd. I'll read it now. The president writes, wait, let me get it here. I know I'm drawing it out here. So the president says, the Republican Party must get tough now. This is the strong sentiment that's flowing through the veins of patriots. Do something. I read that much yesterday. And then here is the quote from Cat Turd. Vulgarity and all. Democrat Attorney General Merrick Garland is arresting political opponents. And still, the Republican Party is too chicken shit to impeach him. Now, this is not significant because Cat Turd posted it. It's significant because Donald Trump is sending it to his many millions of followers. Then Cat Turd continues, so regard this as coming from the lips of Donald Trump, not Cat Turd. Christopher Wray is interfering in our elections and running the FBI as the secret police for the Democratic Party. And still, the Republican Party is too chicken shit to impeach him. Joe Biden has taken bribes and extorted money from enemy countries, which is treason. And still, the Republican Party is too chicken shit to impeach him. And then he finishes the post this way. The Republican Party equals spineless, worthless, good for nothing, cowards. Period. Has anyone ever said it more succinctly? I think the president would agree, no. But now the president's not done. He reposted that same post a second time, right after he posted it the first time, for emphasis, and he adds this comment. The Republican Party, this is Donald Trump speaking, to you, to me, the Republican Party must fight fire with fire, and right now, or it will be extinguished. And this time, yeah, 3 exclamation points. And then he repeats the post. And I'm going to repeat the post, because it's important. Democratic Attorney General Merrick Garland is arresting political opponents. Now, where does that happen, by the way? Where is it part of the culture to arrest your political opponents? That's right, the turd world. Oh, well, it's appropriate. Cat Turd would have a special appreciation for this. It's the turd world. And still, in spite of that happening, in mass, by the way, the Democratic Party is arresting political opponents by the busload. And still, the Republican Party is too chicken shit to impeach him. So regard that as coming. That's Donald Trump talking to you, your president. He's saying it's okay. It's okay to say this bad word. It's okay, boys and girls. The Orange Man reassures you. When it gets this bad, you've got to say some bad words. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No Mr. Sunday School Language. Christopher Wray is interfering in our elections and running the FBI as the secret police for the Democrat Party. And still, the Republican Party is too chicken shit to impeach him. Joe Biden has taken bribes and extorted money from enemy countries, which is treason. And if he extorted money from friendly countries, it would be treason. From enemy countries? It's treason upon treason. It's treason on steroids. It's treason squared. And still, the Republican Party is too chicken shit to impeach him. And then the summary, the Republican Party, equal sign, spineless, worthless, good for nothing, cowards. That just clears the sinuses. That's like when you take a nice big chunk of horseradish and blow it right out your nose. Whew. Donald Trump really cleared the air there. All right, let me look over here at my message board. I've been kind of meandering around on the screen here. And let me just let the engineer slash producer Mike know I'm watching here. For anybody that calls in, or if World War III breaks out down in Round Rock before it hits us here up here in Grand Forks. I don't know who would get hit first. Probably we would, actually. World War III commenced. We'd be a pretty early target. And we're a little closer to the nukes. All right, let's go to other posts that the president has put up today. Those were yesterday. Now, today, let's go to the most recent post by the president, which requires me to refresh my page because he's such an indefatigable poster. And he says this in all caps 5 hours ago. Oh, by the way, he was in Iowa yesterday. So we'll see if we can't get some clips from that. He was interviewed by Sean Hannity, whose audience has been cut in half with the departure of Tucker Carlson. Sean Hannity wasn't carrying the network. Carlson was. So Hannity is experiencing a shock. His audience cut in half. That kind of thing doesn't happen, but it did. The Democrat prosecutors, the president writes, waited years to bring charges so that they could interfere with the 2024 presidential election. They are getting, however, big blowback. Think about it. A flurry of charges right before the presidential election. I mean, elementary school kids could figure that one out. All right, here's one the president puts up. This is Representative William Timmons, Republican of South Carolina. Not the kind of Republican that Cat Turd was taught writing about. This is the new kind, the MAGA kind of Republican. William Timmons, handsome guy from South Carolina. And here he is. The president puts this up. Nobody was ever heard this man's speech, but now posted by the president, everybody's going to hear it. Here it is right here.
This is the scheme. Simple. Foreign client has a problem. Pays a Biden. Vice President Biden travels to the country. Vice President Biden leverages U.S. influence to force a favorable outcome for the client. The Biden family earns their fee. That's the scheme.
Very good. Very good statement there by Mr. Timmons. Put up by Donald Trump. Now here's Jamie Comer. That's what the president calls him. He doesn't call him James Comer, so he must be on close terms with James Comer. He calls him Jamie. That's what my mother called me. Here's James Comer.
The Bidens created over 20 shell companies, most of which were created when Joe Biden was vice president. Bank records so far show the Biden family, their business associates, and their companies received over $10 million from foreign nationals and related companies. A lot of this money poured in while Joe Biden was vice president. Despite creating many companies after vice president took office, the Biden family used associates companies to receive millions of dollars from foreign companies in China, Ukraine, and Romania. After foreign companies sent money to business associates companies, the Bidens then received incremental payments over time to various different bank accounts. These complicated financial transactions were used deliberately to conceal the source of funds and total amounts. No normal business operates like that.
Yeah, you can say that again, Mr. Comer. No normal business operates like this. Now, he's the chairman of the, which committee is he the chairman of? It's very important. But these committees, Jim Jordan's subcommittee, like James Comer's committee, that's where the action is now. And what Cat Turd and the president are asking, two words, do something. Okay, you've got all this incredible crime laid out in glorious detail. Indict, convict, imprison. Do something. Is there no consequence for any level of criminality if you are a demon rat? Everything's okay? We do as we please? That appears to be the case, does it not? All right, let's go back to the president here, who deserves credit for teaching us all that this is what's been going on for practically our entire lives. For you young'uns out there, for your entire life, this is what the American government has been. Iowans turn out in droves for Trump. So Trump was being interviewed by Sean Hannity, and thousands of people showed up. Let's see if we can get let's get the sound from last night. He was in Iowa. Let's see what turns up here. So far, my production values are pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. No. Okay. Well, that one didn't work. There go my production values. Okay, here is. I'm looking for the president last night. Somebody help me. You know, please play the clip without the darn ad. All right. All right. We'll try another one here. Going down a little further, here's Byron Donalds explaining at the Turning Point Action Conference why Donald Trump will be the next president. All right, I'm going to skip a great post by the president. Let's see, what's this one? Here's one, just unidentified, from Trump.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Oh, I am your retribution. Don't mess with Donald Trump. Oh, that was great. That whole thing is voiced over a great image of a retribution. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie
Woodrow.
Born and raised in no ghetto. Boy, looking for a place to do my
thing. Hey, we're back, folks. I never did find that wealthy woman. Too late now. I came close though. Now the president puts up five in a row. I believe it's five. Incredible posts from his appearance in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, last night. So this is it, fresh from the president, his most recent appearance. He's with Sean Hannity, and the place is packed, and outside is packed. All right, so let's start with number one. These are very short. I'll just reel them off in short order. Here's number one.
And welcome to Hannity, and we are in beautiful Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hi, Iowa, how are you? We have a crowd of thousands. Many, by the way, started lining up yesterday, and we're outside. How many of you slept outside overnight? Thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Okay, here's the next one. That's normal. That's normal. If you go to a Trump event, expect to see a lot of people who sleep overnight, waiting for the president the next day, or even sooner. They come 2 days in advance. I've come 1 day in advance. I've been to four of them. Okay, here's the next one the president puts up. Let's listen again. You can hardly hear anything. You can't hear yourself think. The crowd is so loud.
And welcome to Hannity, and we are in beautiful Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hi, Iowa, how are you? We have a crowd of thousands. Many, by the way, started lining up yesterday, and we're outside. How many of you slept outside overnight? Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. To get a spot inside today.
Okay, that one went up twice by the president. He does that. Here he is. He's an enthusiastic guy. All right, bad production values by me. Now, here's the next one. This is now the president speaking last night in Cedar Rapids.
I got the letter on Sunday night. Think of it. I don't think they've ever sent a letter on Sunday night. And they're in a rush because they want to interfere. It's interference with the election. It's election interference. Never been done like this in the history of our country, and it's a disgrace. What's happening to our country, whether it's the borders or the elections or kinds of things like this, where the DOJ has become a weapon for the Democrats, an absolute weapon. And it seems that every time my polls, you know, we're leading by a lot. And we're leading by a lot in a place called Iowa, a lot. Not only with the Republicans, but we're leading against Biden by a tremendous amount. They haven't seen anything like it. And they feel, I guess, they want to try and demean and diminish and frighten people. But they don't frighten us because we're going to make America great again. That's all there is. We're going to make our country.
Okay, so now here comes the next one. These are all put up by the president. So he selected these.
And we're losing our country, and we're losing the spirit of our country. But I will tell you, make America great again, and MAGA, and America first, and all of these things that we talk about, there's never been more spirit. Look at this crowd. There's never been more spirit than we have right now. 2024.
By the way, this is a huge crowd. And these are all people, none of these people showed up 20 minutes before showtime. And this has never happened before. It's sui generis, as the Latins would say. It's unprecedented, never happened before in our lifetime. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. Maybe there will be crowds like this for Tucker Carlson. I feel it coming. So far, the only man in American history, the only one who could draw this love and fervor is Donald John Trump. Okay, now let's go to the next one. Again, put up by the president, so I don't know what it's going to be here. Might be a repeat. That happens. Sometimes he'll repeat a post as a form of emphasis, like a speaker. You know, what's the motto we learned in public speaking? How to say it three times? Tell the people what you're going to say. Then, two, say it. Then, three, tell them what you just said.
We were respected 3 years ago. This country was respected, and Putin knew he couldn't do it, and President Xi of China knew he couldn't do it. You know, I gave Iowa and farmers, the farm states, $28 billion from China. $28 billion. That's why I said, you know, I go around. I don't want to be too boisterous, you never know, right? But I said, there's no way I can.
Hey, let's pause and come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Stop!
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I believe I have one more post from the president from his town hall. We're going to conclude the last of the posts that he put up last night in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Lose Iowa, Nebraska, any of these states. There's no way, because I gave the farmers $28 billion from China. No person, no president China. Has ever gotten 10 cents from China. I got hundreds of billions of dollars. And I went to the Secretary of Agriculture. How much has they obviously got a check?
These Iowa farmers, they're just erupting. They're not going to let him finish his sentence. They love him. And these crowds, you know, you look at this crowd, what a wholesome crowd. You look into this sea of beautiful faces, all the people you wish lived on your block. Oh, my gosh, look at these people. They're beautiful by the thousands. It's true of every Trump rally. You know, if you go to a Trump rally, one of the most beautiful aspects of the rally is, aside from the president himself, being in that crowd, swimming in that sea of beautiful, brave, brilliant people is an experience unto itself. If the president didn't show up, you'd go home saying, wow, was that good?
Thank you. I love you too, I will tell you that.
I love you too. So there we go. So that's some of the highlights from today. Let's see if the president has. Here's Mark Levin commenting. And, you know, Mark Levin has a huge following and a very important site. And this would be read by millions of people, but Donald Trump picked it up. Donald Trump is a Mark Levin reader, and he liked this post, so he reposted it. Mark Levin says, Attorney General Garland and his appointee, Jack Smith, must be held to account by the House, by professional organizations, and by ethics committees for their brazen interference in the 2024 election. And, of course, that's, you know, nice. Those are nice words. And I assure you that Mark Levin, in the privacy of his own abode, talking with his family and friends, does not speak that way on this subject. It's much more pungent and more like cat turd. And I assure you that Mark Levin fell out of his chair laughing when he hit upon the cat turd posts. And, you know, all these people read each other. I mean, come on. As much as they can. You know Trump reads Levin. You know Levin reads every word of Trump. And go on down the list. They all read each other. Charlie Kirk. And all of our heroes. They're all reading each other. All right, let's go back to the top of the president's. I don't know what he's doing tonight. I'm not sure. There are brief hiatuses in the president's posting when he's like flying. Even flying doesn't stop him. He'll post from Trump One at 35,000 feet. But there are transits and so on where he is he's not posting for a few hours. And apparently, rumor has it, he does occasionally sleep. But it's true. People around him have said, when does he sleep? All righty, let's turn over here. Let's go to another of my favorite places. And these are a few of my favorite things. At the Gateway Pundit. And this is my first glance at the Gateway Pundit today. It never fails to deliver. So their first, okay, here's a good one. You'll love this. Backfire. Liberal singer Sheryl Crow. Now, you remember she was at one time married. She dumped, oh my gosh, I'm a bicyclist myself. She dumped, come on, help me, folks, 7-time Tour de France winner. And, you know, that was taken. Oh, what was his name? Lance Armstrong. She was married to him, and ungrateful wife. She dumped him when he became controversial. Yeah, that's the wrong way to win the Tour de France. What he did was he saved up his own high energy blood and froze it, and then he during the Tour de France every night he'd purge out his exhausted blood and do a refill with fresh blood from months earlier. That's cheating. That is cheating. But he is a very good cyclist, and he would have won. He wouldn't have won seven Tour de France's in a row, but he would have won a couple if he just used his own regular blood. He was a great one. But she's not. Liberal singer Sheryl Crow gets obliterated after sending snarky, clueless tweet to Jason Aldean, who was just saluted by Donald Trump, by the way. Aldean and Trump are hitting it off over his music video as Try That in a Small Town, as it soars to number one on iTunes. Oh, I'm liking that. Hang on. I hope they've got that recording. We'll play it. Try That in a Small Town. Try That in North Dakota. Because we're just a state of small towns. That's what we are. That's why it's so good up here. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're going to round up. Well, oh, I can't even read it. It's too fresh. Let me play it so he can sing it. Oh, come on. They didn't link to it. But Try That in a Small Town is number one. And that's why I know my engineer is madly looking for a Try That in a Small Town. He's going to play it in a second before I can. He's much faster on the draw than I am. It takes him. He can do it at the speed of. Here it goes. All right.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town.
Yeah, try it.
See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town.
Yeah, try that anywhere in North Dakota. We're one big small town. Try that in South Dakota, or Iowa, or Wyoming, or Montana. Just a big small town of real Americans. Ah, I love that song. Okay, so what's her face? Who abandoned Lance Armstrong? She made a snarky post, and apparently she got obliterated. Where is it? I don't have it at hand here, but somebody obliterated her. Maybe it was Jason Aldean himself. He comes to to Grand Forks. He comes. He has been, and I haven't seen him. I've seen his tour bus. All right, let's see what else is going on here. We're over on the Gateway Pundit. So we only got one post into. I mean, the Gateway Pundit is like reading Donald Trump. You never get your day is over before you get down the page. Okay, get this. Oh my, the second post. Disorder breaks out as Marjorie Taylor Greene holds up sexually explicit photos of Hunter Biden during the IRS whistleblower hearing. Okay, all right, let's hear this one. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, but boy, did she pick some ripe pictures off of Hunter's laptop. This is not good for, let's see how it goes.
Mr. Shapley, you started an investigation into Hunter Biden, codenamed Sportsman, which opened in November of 2018. It was an offshoot of an investigation the IRS was conducting into a foreign-based amateur online pornography platform. This is evidence of Hunter Biden making sex. Excuse me, this is my time. Making pornography.
Should we be displaying this, Mr. Chairman, in the committee?
The lady's time has expired and went 2.5 minutes over. Mr. Bufume wants the 2.5 minutes. He can have it. If he wants to yield some to Ms. Ocasio-Cortez when she goes, she can have it. We'll make it right. 2.5 minutes. You all have an extra 2.5 minutes. Chair recognizes Mr. Bufume for
point of order.
Mr. Mufume, he didn't like that picture. All right, that was a good one. Let's see if she...
I would like to present this to the committee. This is showing Hunter Biden paying for a victim's United flight from L.A. to Dulles. This was I believe this is a violation of the Mann Act. This is Hunter Biden's... This is his... proof that he bought the ticket.
She's got the goods. She's got the receipts. Hunter Biden paying for the ticket. She's got it. She's holding it up. A big blow up of Hunter Biden paying a prostitute to cross straight lines. That's a violation of the Mann Act. Many have gone to jail on that one, but not Hunter Biden. And without the receipts, I mean, here are the receipts. What's going on? I mean, we all know what's going on. But there is nothing. There is no crime that a Democrat can commit for which he will be accountable.
I would like to talk with you both about Hunter Biden and his tax write-offs with his law firm, Owasco. I would like to ask Mr. Ziegler, when did you start your investigation and your testimony? It was November 2018. Is that correct? Yes or no?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. During your testimony with the House Ways and Means Committee, you stated that through bank records, you identified Hunter Biden was paying prostitutes related to a potential prostitution ring. Is that correct? Yes or no?
Yes, that's correct.
I've also reviewed those same bank reports, commonly referred to as SARs, suspicious activity reports, and I'm very troubled by them. We read thousands of them in the Treasury. This particular excerpt from a SARs report talks about human trafficking and in regards to Hunter Biden and Owasco and payments he was making. What's even more troubling to me is that the Department of Justice has brought no charges against Hunter Biden that will vindicate the rights of these women who are clearly victims under the law. I would like to talk about in your prior testimony, you stated that the prosecutorial team was investigating violations of the Mann Act. Is that correct, Mr. Ziegler?
That is correct.
Now, where this is going, folks, is that two brave IRS agents have become whistleblowers. Two are testifying at this IRS hearing. I think it's before James Comer's committee. And they're explaining that their investigation of Hunter Biden was ordered to shut down by Merrick Garland. Ordered them to shut down their investigation. Ooh, if we got a commie rat in Merrick Garland.
Regarding the Mann Act, if a person is transported across state lines for sexual activity, such as prostitution, that could be a violation of a federal law. Is that correct?
I actually recently looked at the federal law regarding Mann Act, and I believe that that is correct, but I would refer you to the DOJ manual.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't need to look at the DOJ manual. That's a federal crime. And so this is good. These committees are bringing some truth to light. So now we're two posts in. Okay, let's go back. And, you know, there are 30, 40, 50 new posts here on the Gateway Pundit. Here's one, post number three, by Jim Hopt, one of the creator of the Gateway Pundit. He says, at least 25 to 30 IRS agents in tactical gear raid a business in Stuart, Florida. Well, you know, I don't need to look further. It's owned by probably somebody who's a patriot. What do you think, huh? We'll be right back with the answer. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Bad John. Hey, we're back, folks. And we only got, what do we got here? Let's look up the time clock. We only have one segment left. Let's give that one to Jesse Waters. He had a big embarrassment on his show. Was it last night or the night before? He brought his mother onto the show. I don't know, kind of being like he, you know, he was glorying in the fact that he was taking the Tucker Carlson spot. So I don't know why he was celebrating by bringing his mother on, and his mother proceeded. Waters couldn't shut her up. You know, she talked right over her son, of course. She's his mother. And bashed Trump. Way to go, Jesse. Come on. You know your mother hates Trump. Will you put her on your show? Come on, ding. Use your brain. Well, he's a smart guy. And there's hope for Jesse Waters because he's done some very good shows. Here's one of them. Listen to this. Pretty good recovery from that mother episode. He's right here. Here he is.
Cutting bullets makes you look suspicious, then blowing up evidence makes you look guilty. And the Biden White House just blew up the bag of cocaine.
They destroyed all the DNA evidence because apparently when they went in and got the bag, they treated it as a biological entity and for some reason destroyed it. Because, to me, it just seems like they would go in there with the hazmat suits on, put it in a protected bag, take it to a lab for analysis. But instead, apparently, they blew the thing up.
So the key takeaway is the FBI and the Secret Service are unable to find us. They have the evidence. I mean, that cocaine bag and its location in they changed it three times where it was found. But they finally settled on the cubbyhole, and it was locked in a cubbyhole lockbox. Okay, there's a key that goes to that. There's a door that goes to that. There's probably other stuff in that cubbyhole. All of it reeking of evidence. The baggie, they can read palm and fingerprints off of anything. They burned it. What? They burned it. Right away, they burned it. Is that a cover-up, do you think? Also, they have no surveillance video of the cubbyhole. For some strange reason, the most videoed place in the world. They just didn't get a shot of that doggone cubbyhole. So they've closed the case for lack of evidence. My goodness. Okay. We ran out of time. Jesse got a couple words in edgewise. We'll be back again Thursday night, tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. I don't know where Trump's going to be, and I don't know what he's going to be saying, but I'm going to work on it right now and bring it to you tomorrow night. See you then.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.